This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's continue our discussion with Clarabelle Wheeler, Albemarle County native and landowner, the owner of just over 77 acres of land in the Pantops area, a parcel of land that has figured quite prominently in a recent quote-unquote deal between the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors and the U.S. government and developer Wendell Wood. What concerns you most about this whole thing? You're reading your name in the press, you're hearing your name mentioned by people, and you're scratching your head saying, wait a minute, I didn't agree to anything. There could honestly have been a miscommunication between Supervisor Boyd and you on that phone call. The larger issue, of course, is this, as you point out, something like this shouldn't have been decided in a phone call. It should have been in a public hearing. There should have been ample notice to local citizens that they wanted to change the boundary zoning and all of this. What are your thoughts?
Those are exactly my thoughts. The name of your radio show is Charlottesville Right Now. Right Now is great for a radio show. It's not the way you decide what happens to public properties or public concerns. You do it in an organized, systematic, let's discuss it, let's think about it, let's come back, let's discuss it, let's think about it, come back and vote. And you do this until everybody comes to the table in accord. You don't put a gun to somebody's head. You don't do it under cover of darkness. There's no back room. I mean, this is not the south side of Chicago. This is Albemarle County. We have a long tradition of openness and frank discussion.
And I just interrupt you. I've said this so many times on this show, I should need a button to hit it. But for God's sakes, this is Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe. This was their hometown. I mean, this is where they were from. If ever there should be a model for open government and respecting the processes of government and citizen input and citizens standing up to get involved in their government, this should be it. I mean, in Albemarle County and Charlottesville, this should be the very model for the nation of how to do it right, of how to have a strong, functioning, free democracy.
Absolutely. Great balls of fire and little purple stripe at hyenas. You got to talk about things. And if you don't get it right in Albemarle, how can we possibly expect somebody else to get it right? And getting it right is an informed citizenry, an open and free discussion. If a person has land and they want to develop it, then that's their prerogative. If they don't want to develop it, that too is their prerogative. It's called private ownership of land. This is not a communist state. Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto, leading tenet, take away private property rights, abolish private property. Well, even if your name is on the title and you are not entitled to do what you want to with that land, then it's no longer private property. If a developer, whoever that developer is, can work a deal to get special or preferred treatment that somebody else wouldn't get, that's not fair. That's not right. And if it were discussed in a public forum, it probably wouldn't be tolerated. So people in our county do go to meetings. Last summer, there were two meetings at Burley School, Old Burley School. The auditorium was packed. These were Planning Commission and County Board of Supervisors meetings discussing division of property rights or division of land for subdivision and mountaintop planning or mountaintop building. There, I don't know how many people that auditorium holds, but it was packed. It was a public meeting and people were vocal. They had no compunction about standing up and saying what they thought, and the Board of Supervisors listened. But if you don't know there's going to be a meeting and you don't know what's going to be discussed, you can't be there. So if you're going to discuss something as major as trading rural and urban development rights, that needs to be done in a pre-announced public forum.
And we have an instance here where a developer on Route 29 North, specifically Wendell Wood, has had, or it looks like, or at least it's been suggested by a 5-to-1 vote by the Albemarle County Supervisors, that he be allowed to change his zoning, but he didn't even apply. There was no public hearing. There was no process except a couple of conversations, some phone calls, talking to some supervisors, and then next thing you know, it's being changed just for him. He gets to change the zoning of his land so that it's not rural anymore. It's for development. And so overnight, with the wave of a magic wand, he's allowed to develop all this rural land. I'm not against development. That's not the point here. The point here is we have a process in place that all the other developers have to jump through these hoops. Any other landowners have to jump through these hoops, and we have the process there for a reason. Why is it that if you're this particular developer, you don't have to follow the rules that everybody else has to follow?
I would agree with just what you said, but I don't think Wendell Wood is an exception. I don't think he is treated differently than a lot of other developers. Look at Pantops. Pantops Mountain, now the county and the planning commission are, I think, have been made aware that people are not real happy with what's going on Pantops, because the people who live east of town don't want 29 North repeated on Route 250. So they're now having public hearings. But where were the public hearings before the top of Pantops Mountain was, if you'll excuse me for saying so, raped and pillaged? It's too late now. I mean, once you've bulldozed a mountain, you can't put it back. Yeah, if the developers, whoever the developers are, get special dispensation because of their mass, whether it's mass money or mass land or mass, heaven forbid, contributions, and I don't know anything about that, and I'm not suggesting that, but a large land developer, whoever that person is, whether he's local or, as you talked in the break, from Boston, it doesn't matter where they are. It's the rules are there. There's a format, and we need to follow the format, and it needs to be publicly discussed. People in this county want knowledge. They by and large pay attention. They listen to radio shows like this. They read newspapers. They get an assortment of information sources. If you only get your information from one place, you're only going to have one source, and that doesn't work.
Right, right. And I don't think this is at all a right-left issue, Republican-Democrat.
Absolutely not.
We're talking about people who live here, number one, and number two, we're talking about people who are property owners. You own a home. You've invested in this community. You don't want decisions being made about your property or about your neighbor's property without any input from the community.
Correct.
I mean, the elected folks or, you know, in phone conversations with developers shouldn't be allowed to decide what's going to happen to your land.
That's absolutely correct. This is not a left, right, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent. This is not a, quote, political issue. This is a matter of public property and private ownership and having a plan. The county has a format. I keep using that word, but we know the protocol. We just need to follow it. And that's my major concern about this issue, is that we didn't. The Board of Supervisors seem to have not followed the format and got into trouble doing so.
We're talking with Albemarle County native and landowner Clara Bell Wheeler. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Tyler's on line one. Tyler, thanks for the call. You're on with Clara Bell Wheeler. You go right ahead.
Yeah, how y'all doing today? You know, I understand the point. You're arguing semantics, and it's really clever to say, hey, I don't believe in a communist system where we take away private property rights. But what you're really saying is I couldn't, through the system, get it to work my way. I couldn't prevent the developer from doing what he wanted to do with his private property. You're arguing semantics, but you're still taking away the value of the private property by trying to get developers to do exactly what it is you want them to do. And it's clever, but it's not sincere.
Tyler, thanks for the call. I think you missed the point entirely. I don't think there's anything semantic about this. There was never a process where the public was invited to participate in this discussion, and that's the whole point. There was never a point at which there was a public hearing or there was an invitation for the public to comment on whether or not this deal should take place. That never, ever took place. It has not taken place. The door has never been opened for the public to participate, and I don't think it's semantic at all to say that, oh, well, you couldn't get the developer to do what you wanted to do. I don't think that's the issue at all.
Tyler, I didn't have anything to do with the developer. I didn't, you know, I know who he is. I've known who, you know, we've both grown up in the same community. But I have no angst, and whatever he wants to do is his business. Did I miss your question?
It's private property.
What's that? Go ahead.
The larger issue is that private property is the right of the property owner, and it's not necessarily up to the public to determine what that person does with the property. Now, I'm not going to sit here and disagree that you shouldn't have hearings and discussions shouldn't be made. But more and more what I'm hearing is, hey, it shouldn't be developed at all, and if it should be developed, it should be developed the way we want it. Well, you don't really own the property. The developer bought the property with his money. It's private property. And that's what's frustrating me, because I see private property rights being eroded here.
Tyler, you and I are in, as a friend of mine used to say, violent agreement. I agree with you completely on private property rights. And if you own the property, as long as you don't hurt somebody else in doing it, you ought to be able to do whatever you want to do with it. Believe me, I have spoken to that issue in public places, and I agree with you completely. That's not the question here. The question is changing my personal property rights in exchange for somebody else's property rights, and it was not done in a public forum so that everybody knew exactly what the cards were on the table and how they were to be sorted out.
Let's go to Jim on line 2. Tyler, thanks for the call. Jim's been waiting patiently. Jim, thanks for joining the conversation. You go right ahead.
Sure. Coy, I hope that y'all aren't dangerously close to trying to push this discussion in one direction or the other. You keep calling Wendell Wood a developer. He also happens to own the property we're talking about, so he's a landowner just like Ms. Wheeler is. And I heard the tape that you played of the public supervisors meeting, and I heard something different than what you're saying. I heard them say that other properties in the county are being put into rural preservation and being downzoned, and that the upzoning is balanced that way. Not that it's quid pro quo, but in fact it's an ongoing process that people are doing that.
I think your word of balancing is a good one, and it's a good word to bring into this discussion, because that's what the process has been, and that's what I have been told by members of the County Board of Supervisors, that it's a balance. The master plan has designated X number of acreage in high density and X number of acreage in rural, and that's the number that the county designated, rightly or wrongly, or who designated, we're not sure, but that's the number. And that in order to maintain the balance, you have to keep the same numbers of acres. They don't have to be the same visual acreage, but it has to be the same number. So I agree with you completely that it's a balance. And I've never, ever suggested that anyone else should designate what someone should do. I mean, Wendell Wood is a smart man, and he's done a lot for this county. I'm not at all suggesting that he should not be allowed to develop material or acreage that he's got, that he wants to do that.
And I join you in that completely.
Absolutely.
That's not the point here.
That's not the point.
And obviously, I'm not being good at expressing the point if these are the calls we're getting. And I will just add to Jim's comment, you can listen to that quote again, and we'll play it again in the next hour. There was never any implication that Ken Boyd was saying, we want to change Wendell Wood's designation without a public hearing, without public input. We want to change that, and we'll be looking at other land to put in. That's not what he said.
No.
He said, there is specifically 77 acres on Pantops, your land, that will be used to offset it. He did not say just any land, we're exploring land. He said, we're putting together a deal with 77 acres, Clarabel Wheeler's land, and that's what we're going to use to offset this.
Are you still there?
Yeah, Jim?
And I did not hear him say I did hear him using the term that would offset that, and I think he's referring to the general concept of we constantly have land coming into preservation and being downzoned, and land that is constantly being upzoned. This upzoning is not an unusual thing. Now, Claribel has brought up one good point. If it didn't follow the prescribed county procedure, then we have a complaint and we should fuss about it. But I really think it's a stretch to try to point to the supervisors trying to exchange Claribel Wheeler's land for Wendell Woods' land, because I did not hear that, and I've read and heard almost everything that's been said about this as I read my newspaper.
Well, Jim, you keep listening, and we'll play that clip for you again in just a few minutes in the next hour, and you can hear it for yourself right here, and I'll be happy to play that clip for you. And Claribel Wheeler, just you have any final thoughts, because we are up against the clock here, but I want to underscore again, if I can just take an opportunity, that I think the most important thing here is the fact that there is a process that this government has, and it was abandoned in this instance, specifically for this one developer. And my whole feeling is, if we can do that for one developer, we can do it for another developer. We can just say, forget that. We don't need a public hearing. We'll just change your land, and you can do whatever you want. We'll do this, and we'll move this around here. We'll start swapping land in and out of rural and development zones, when it's my understanding that that's not how we do things. That's not the law. I thought you needed a public hearing.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. Because I agree with you. I concur with what you just said. As long as things are done, as long as land rights and development rights, et cetera, are done in a public forum with everybody in the same room saying the same thing and putting it on paper so that it's verified,
yeah,
and then you don't get into a he said, she said.
Right. Which is where
we are.
Which
never works.
Yeah, and it's not about, let's get together and tell Wendell Wood what he can and can't do with his
land.
Absolutely
not.
That's far from the point here.
Absolutely not.
Let's take a break for CBS News at the top of the hour. Claribel Wheeler, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your thoughts about this. It continues to be an important issue in our community.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.